Now, I think, honestly, this album, besides being amazing, Brave Murder Day, is a really great example of, like, an album that somebody who wants to get into extreme metal but might be a little bit put off by the abrasiveness might be recommended, because, yeah, the vocals are harsh, but they're relatively accessible, and it's, at its core, a very melodic release. Like, the guitar lines, they aren't really abrasive at all. Like, it's pummeling and heavy, but not in a Crowbar or Naked City, Lang Tche, or Khanate level of heaviness. And also the gothic elements would bring in fans of, like, the Sisters of Mercy, The Cure, Joy Division. Like, obviously it sounds pretty different, but I think it's a great album, and I'm really looking forward to listening to more of their discography and also seeing them live with Opeth. Yeah. This next one is actually ska punk I haven't listened to. Ska punk from here, actually. And I've been on a bit of a kick. Connor here recommended me Bay Area ska compilation, and I think it's super underrated. Really fun album. So yeah, I'm down for some more ska. We'll be right back.
better class of friends. Now I'm mad, tip the hat, fingers don't touch the brim. Lid don't touch my naps, handicap, go ahead. Pencil man, last one standing, what he screaming to win. At the end, at the end. Verses like some Fred Sanford said. Skits like, is he dead? While Shameek really laying in the street. Dark comedy dog, I beat him in the head. Win what? I'm just trying to beat the spread. Quit my job to kick raps instead. So family meeting, everybody gotta start bringing in bread. Shot the movie, no script. Scoured the heights, no pimp. Came home like it's no recipes left. Kids like no shit. Came home like Ocampo at the end. At the end, nigga, just quit. Whitey finally in that spaceship like so long and thanks for all the fish. I calmly rolled another nigga's dick. Woman stopped me like it's still other shit to fix. Go ahead, I'll be up in a bit. I'm chillin' like Africans who never felt the whip. This serve room temp, Escovitch fish. Always better when you pry it out, they cold dead grip. Grip. Not a blink. Not a blink. My goals was limited. Just wanna be the best. Just something to get from one day to the next. Best tour advice I ever got. You better off beating your dick. Reading your Bible, sweat beating on your lip. FBI agents listening. Dr. King, motel beds. Bring this some freaky shit. Freaky shit. Andrew Dworkin back of my mind. Can't get it in without. Connecting against God, we form weapons. 79, they storm Mecca, the devil ambidextrous. Pony had one trick, no sweat. Watch plain clothes, search for that elusive marijuana cigarette. Roulette wheel spin, no more bets. No surprise, the rich suggest you do more with less. Your revolution left the niggerati unimpressed. Don't wait, dig the pits. Purge the leadership, don't hesitate. Ain't no half stepping, step to them like you know what it is.
All right, so not to be a downer, but this next one is in memoriam, actually. A friend of mine who lives and breathes television, the band, told me that Fred Smith, their bassist, just passed away. And I mean, television, they're kind of the archetypal guitar band. Like, they're known for the dual guitar virtuosity of Tom Verlaine and Richard Hell. But really, their rhythm section, I don't think, gets enough credit. And I think Fred Smith was a driving force on tracks like See No Evil and especially their magnum opus, Marquee Moon. Speaking of...
waiting. Hesitating. Thank you.